A tie game with summer league rivals, friends and family in the bleachers, the ball in your hand at the free throw line, is no time to ask the rim a question. Yet that's what Kit Lam does. Even as she lifts the ball, elbow in, left hand supporting, even as it seems like nothing could chop her focus, and nothing has yet, not in this game, not even when she made the and one that led to this moment, a question for the rim. Will Daphne kill me? Kit almost laughs as she releases the ball. There's a hitch in the shot, to be sure. She's embarrassed of her own question, even if nobody else could have heard. The ball leaves her fingertips. The gym is haunted house quiet. But the question remains suspended in her head. And with it, the image of the woman Daphne, Kit's own idea of her, the horrid centerpiece of Natasha Manska's Samhattan myth. Daphne in denim. Daphne with patches. Daphne, the madwoman who smells of smoke and whiskey. The ball goes through the net. So that's a yes. An answer Kit doesn't have time to think about right now. Chaps inbounds quick from the baseline, but 1 second is not enough for their star forward to get off a full court shot. Samhattan wins. By one. Kit is mobbed by her teammates. So many howling voices. So much love. None louder than Dana, who is as sweaty as Kit. Dana, who shot a meager 1 for 11, but got the steal that led to Kit's game-winning three-point play.
Legend! Dana yells. Legend!
Kit can't stop smiling. As they lift her up, as friends and schoolmates rush the floor, as music explodes through the gymnasium PA. Even as she worries, too. Not about the answer the rim gave her. Not about that yes. Not yet. For Kit Lam, success never feels entirely true. In moments when she's supposed to be the winner, it's more like she's in a theatrical reproduction of someone else's victory.
Legend, the other ballers shout.
She can see the players from Chaps on their knees, yes. Heads hanging, yes. But did this really happen? Did she hit the game-winning free throw with 1 second to play? Holy shit, she says, rising up now on the shoulders of her teammates, her best friends. Holy shit. It's all becoming real now. The inviolability of this moment. It's replaying behind her eyes, or rather, before them, as if she's home, watching the triumphant sequence on SportsCenter. Who cares if there's less than 40 people in the gym? Who cares about absolutely anything else in the entire world?
Legend!
Dana shouts again, her visage ardent mirth. Other girls pick up the shout, even the parents holler. Kit's own looked happily stunned. They even look a little younger. Coach Wanda steps before them and nods Kit's way just as she's interrupted. She's got to shake the hand of Chaps' head coach. Wanda stresses this all the time. Sportsmanship. No matter how much it hurts. But Kit is impressed her coach acknowledged decorum when it feels this good. Who can think of anything else? The lights look particularly bright in the rafters. The gym feels like a mecca. A heaven. Nirvana. Kit has arrived somewhere. No, she doesn't think this means she'll be playing in the WNBA, though the vision does cross her mind. Benaija Laney seeing this shot, Sue Bird winking. Rather, she's fantasized about this exact scenario 100,000 times, as Coach Wanda made the girls shoot free throws after every practice, at their most tired, at their worst, like they would be in a game. The place Kit has arrived is not a location, but a goal. She is living a fantasy, and the fantasy is no longer that. This is true, every bit of it. But is the answer the rim gave her also true? Will Daphne kill me? Yes. And so maybe it's not so improbable after all, thinking of something else.